The Lord says the time has come for greater accountability in my church. I've said in my word that when my son returns, he will be seeking for a church without spot, blemish, or any such thing. And I am holding my church accountable for my word that has gone forth, that which is recorded in Scripture, and that which has been declared, the truth that has been declared from pulpits. My grace has been extended for so long. My compassion, my mercy, extended for so long, giving my children the opportunity to do what is right. You in this place and other such churches have heard what I require. And now I am requiring it. It is a time of accountability, a time of increased accountability. You do not realize how short the time is. For I know when all things will culminate in the return of my Son and the end of the world. The world itself, its ways, have sedated so many of my children into a place of compromise with their faith. The declaration of one thing is made, but a lifestyle of another is demonstrated. And this does not simply imply sin in the lives of my children. It is a declaration that my word has established the standards, and I do not compromise. I have expectations of you, and those expectations need to be met. So many of my children would wonder, well, what are those expectations? What is it that you want me to do? And I would say such a statement reveals that you have not been in my word. Because if you were to get into my word, you would realize what I've said and what I expect. I am holding you accountable. And the level of accountability is increasing. So I say to you, take a hard look at your life, how you're living, your testimony. If it does not line up with what I have established in my word, then you need to make changes. Everything my son said, everything recorded in Scripture that he said is truth. My entire word, that which you call the Bible, it is truth. So I say to you, consider this and think about it and examine yourselves. Examine yourselves in the light of my word. And know this, that I have expectations that you will live according to what I have said. But along with that, keep in mind that my life in you enables you to live as I have described. And furthermore, I have given you the Holy Spirit to be your comforter and your helper. So, do this. Take my word. Judge yourself by the standard of my word. Hold yourself accountable. And become everything that I have said is possible, enabling me to use you in far greater measure in these last days for this coming outpouring and this revival. I need you, and I want to use you. Will you please let me?